With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton concluded 6 hours of testimony before a House Oversight Committee. James Comer, the Republican chairman of the committee, says its interest is to attain transparency, not prosecution.
I think we all agree the government failed. The government failed the victims. And what our role is, we can't prosecute anyone. But what we have been doing is getting transparency to the American people.
Committee ranking member Robert Garcia says he wants President Trump to sit for a deposition.
I hope that Chairman Comer and the Republicans will join us in demanding that the person who actually appears more times in the files than the former president, who we want to speak with, is President Donald Trump. And so let's get President Trump in front of our committee.
Bill Gates addressing his connection to convicted sex offender Epstein, answering questions about their relationship during a town hall meeting of his nonprofit Gates Foundation. A Gates Foundation spokesperson says the Microsoft co-founder took responsibility for his actions and spoke candidly on Tuesday. The United States will be investigating a deadly shooting off Cuba's coast. Correspondent Donna Warder with a report.
Cuba says the people on the boat fired at soldiers first, injuring a Cuban officer. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
It is highly unusual to see shootouts in open sea like that. It's not something that happens every day. It's something, frankly, that hasn't happened with Cuba in a very long time. But we're going to find out. We're not going to base our conclusions on what they've told us.
The Cuban government says the people on the speedboat were Cubans living in the U.S. and that at least two of them are wanted by Cuban authorities, quote, in connection with acts of terrorism, end quote. I'm Donna Warder.
This is SRN News. Science and faith come together in Dallas this weekend.
The Discovery Institute is hosting the 8th Annual Conference on Science and Faith at Park City's Baptist Church on Saturday. The Institute says, quote, at the time of America's founding, the Declaration's propositions drew from both the Bible and the science of the era. Today, the discoveries of science are once again pointing to the truths announced in the Declaration. Former HUD Secretary Dr. Ben Carson will be amongst the conference speakers. Michael Harrington reporting.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is on a book tour designed to promote his expected candidacy for president in 2028. But he is being hammered by LGBT activists who don't consider him liberal enough. An issue is an interview Newsom gave to CNN recently in which he said that the Democratic Party needs to be more culturally normal and less prone to spending a disproportionate amount of time on pronouns and identity. This is SRN News. A fire at an Ohio farm kills thousands of hogs.
A large column of smoke could be seen in the distance Wednesday from Fine Oak Farms in London. Fire officials say two of five large agricultural buildings were heavily involved in fire as firefighters arrived, and say that strong winds spread the fire. Crews ran water shuttles because the rural area has a limited supply. Firefighters brought the blaze under control in 5 hours. No one else was hurt. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A ground-dwelling bird known for its elaborate mating dances on the southern Great Plains will no longer be federally protected. That's after the Trump administration agreed with three states and the beef and petroleum industries that the lesser prairie chicken had been improperly listed. That was under the Endangered Species Act. More details at srnnews.com.